I tell you why I can't find you. Every time I go out to your place, you gone fishing.
How are you know?
Good Monday morning to you. So glad to have you on this podcast of Reeling It In, where we cast ourselves deep into God's Word and reel back those life applications. Well, we are finishing up here. Just some concluding remarks. Over the last couple times we've gotten together looking at practical holiness and what that looks like. And now it's difficult to be morally pure today. We are just bombarded with the images of immoral behavior on every turn. We see it on television, the internet. We see it on our phones. Our kids do. They're exposed to it on TikTok and Instagram. And we even see it with the dress of people on the streets. Email has opened the door to all kinds of unsuspecting smut coming into our homes uninvited. The privacy of the internet, the pay-per-view television has encouraged many to live secret lives, and people now do in secrecy what they would never have done publicly. The rise of birth control has made people feel they can sin without consequence. Church leaders and ministers and other respected citizens hide their addictions to pornography and perversity. And I suspect that there's many today that feel like we're losing the battle for holiness and purity. So what do we do? Well, I can't give you an easy answer, but I do want to suggest some general principles. Admit that it can happen to you. We cannot be naive in this area. If you think you're immune, you're already in trouble. We need to stand guard over our hearts and minds. If you're already caught in the grip of immoral behavior, you need to confess it to God. You need to make it a matter of fervent prayer. Then you need to find a friend that can help you be accountable for those actions. Feed your mind with good food. I can't say that enough. Feed your mind with good food. Paul told the Philippians, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. Philippians chapter 4, verses 8 and 9. The best way to fight off immoral messages of the world is to develop a deep hunger for the things of God. Amen? Read the Bible. Get involved in classes and studies that will help you learn about God and allow you to experience the truth. Censor your television habits. Read better books. The first step to killing the monster of lust is to starve it. Quit feeding it. Hang out with those who are committed to faithfulness. Hang out with people who are committed to their marriages. Develop a peer support group that will encourage godliness. Significant relationships with immoral people will erode your foundation. That's why we are told marry a believer. The Bible's clear on this issue. Do not be unequally yoked with an unbeliever. When we marry someone who's not a Christian, we're inviting the values of the world into our relationship. And it's hard enough to maintain God's standards in a Christian home. It's very difficult in a home where Christ is not honored. Put your energy into your marriage. If we put as much energy into pleasing our mates as we do with flirting with others, our relationships would be much more stronger and satisfying. Men, we need to work at turning away from that lingering look. We must give time to talking with our mate and look for ways to creatively show affection to them. We need to continue to date the woman we married. We must learn to cherish the whole person. We must give priority to our families. Women, you need to understand the physical needs of your husband. He's a visual person, so use that to your advantage. Be his lover and also be his companion in some of his recreational activities. Let him know that you admire him and still find him attractive. And help us understand what you need. Believe me, we really don't know. So, listen, if we put our focus on meeting the needs of our spouses rather than seeking additional shallow relationships, we will discover why God prohibited immoral behavior. In short, listen, he wants us to discover his love. He wants us to see the beauty of His creation and design. He wants us to discover the life that He's planned out for us. And He did it all in the hope that in the process, we would discover Him. He hoped that our discovery of deep love with each other might lead us to discover His deeper love for us. He wanted us to know the security of His love, the new beginning of His forgiveness, the incredible hope found in His promise, and the majestic awe and the splendor of His holiness. God is not some celestial killjoy. He loves you. He loves me. And He wants us to enjoy the life that He has created for us. And He will lead us to this life that He has for us if we will follow Him. Well, listen, I hope you've enjoyed today. I hope you've enjoyed these last couple of podcasts. May God bless you. And may you find your worth in the divine source of love, God our Father. I got to get out of here. I'm gone fishing.